This podcast discusses cannabis and is intended for audiences 21 and over.
Buy weed from women. We want to interrupt the industry. We are a society of women who buy from, hire, and support women on purpose. Welcome back to How to Do the Pot. I'm Ellen Scanlon, the co-creator of the show, and April will be back next week. You just heard the mission statement of Buy Weed from Women, a collective that promotes women-founded cannabis brands looking to compete with the big boys. It's also a website where you can buy some very cool merch to spread the love, including shirts with the quote I just read you. Truly, consumer support makes all the difference for a woman-founded brand with a fraction of the capital of its male-founded counterparts. When you choose to buy weed from women, you're choosing to level that playing field. When you choose to buy weed from women, you're getting behind a person who has the best interests of women in mind. And when you choose to buy weed from women today, you are shaping the cannabis industry in a foundational way. Don't wait. Very popular brands founded by women and creating products beloved by women savor the sale of every SKU. They appreciate the you in unit. And as always, if you like How to Do the Pot, please share it with someone and please take 30 seconds, really just 30 seconds, to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps more people find the show. And we received this review from Sun Poppy. Thank you, Sun Poppy. It was titled Informative and Fun. It's not often that a podcast can be entertaining and make you feel more knowledgeable. This one does both. Cannot wait for new episodes. Thank you. And thank you very much, Sun Poppy. We're always asking people who work in cannabis about women growers in legal states. Finding them is a lot harder than it should be, partly because there are not that many women who grow. But there are now 15 states with legal cannabis and 36 states with medical cannabis, so it's also a big job to track them down. Do you have a favorite woman grower or woman-owned farm? Please reach out to us on socials or at hi@dothepot.com. We're building a comprehensive list on our website and don't want to miss one amazing woman. For today, we want to give you a sample of some women-owned farms in California, Nevada, and Washington. And for a real sample, look for their products wherever you buy the pot. In California, Moon Maid Farms is known for its sun-grown cannabis raised in Humboldt County, and it takes its inspiration from the farm's former owner, Joni, a powerhouse musician who blazed a trail for queer performers during the 1950s and 1960s in Northern California and beyond. Eletra Farms is a family affair, and it's spelled E-L-Y-T-R-A Farms. It's run by a husband and wife and their close friend, also in Humboldt County. They believe that running a farm is more than watering plants. It requires a strong constitution and a flexible problem-solving mind, and that women are great growers because for centuries we've had an ancestral and intuitive connection to plants. In Nevada, the founder of Premium Produce was working in the medical industry, saw the terrible effects of opioids on patients, and was inspired to start a medical cannabis company that puts the health and safety of cannabis patients first. She's the youngest and first minority woman awarded licenses to cultivate and produce medical and recreational cannabis in Nevada. That's Premium Produce. And then in Washington, Hollingsworth Cannabis is a Black-owned indoor farm run by a brother and a sister. They take sustainability and a low carbon footprint very seriously. And you can stream a visit to their farm on the late, great Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown show that was set in Seattle. Are you ready to find your favorite cannabis strain? Check out our 12 essential cannabis strains for women and our growing list of women-owned farms in legal states on our website, dothepot.com. Today's high five for the women who've shaped the cannabis industry. Number one, lifestyle. In 2016, the High Guide's own April Pride founded Vanderpop, the first cannabis lifestyle brand for women, which is now owned by Canopy Growth. And Vanderpop products are available all across Canada. Number two, edibles. Wana Brands, led by CEO Nancy Whiteman, is pioneering rapid onset THC gummies. So think 10 minutes to feel it, not an hour. Number three, kitchen. Potly, which is led by Christine Yee and Felicity Chen, stocking kitchen pantries with delicious THC or CBD infused olive oil, honey, sriracha, and more. Number four, topicals. Sagely Naturals, led by Kerrigan Behrens and Kaylee Nickel, created accessibly priced, high-quality CBD lotions and creams now available at your local pharmacy. Check your CVS. Number 5, bath. Maya Elizabeth of Whoopi and Maya and Ohm Edibles started the revolution that is cannabis in the tub. And a fun fact, Maya Elizabeth named Scherbinski's pink panties. It was named something else, not as good. And she smartly convinced them to rebrand it pink panties. And speaking of strains, 3 strains named for women. The first one is Margaret Cho G, named for the comedian and advocate. It's a cut of OG Kush, and it provides powerful giggling effects. Connie Chung, named for the pioneering journalist. It's ideal to unwind and relax and provides a hazy head high. Markle Sparkle, named for the ex-royal's wedding sparkle trend. It's a cross of Blue City Diesel, Blueberry Northern Lights, and a secret strain, and induces happiness and tingling sensations. For today's podcast, April Likes Everything is Best, hosted by Pia Barancini. Everything is Best is an expert guide to simply not feeling so alone. Pia asks her guests, how did you get from zero to yacht in an attempt to get real, get vulnerable, and find the common denominators that connect us all? I like 3 Righteous Mamas, hosted by 3 all-American moms, a Latina, Muslim, and queer mom who met after the 2016 election. They interview very special guests like Beto O'Rourke and talk about how to make the world a better place for all our kids. And for How to Do the Pot, Enhance Your Life, hosted by Jonathan Small. April and I were guests on this show, and we talk about demystifying cannabis and creating a community of like-minded women. Thank you for listening to How to Do the Pot. Let us know what you think. You can find us on Instagram at Do the Pot, or you can follow April at April Pride. And for lots more information and past episodes, visit dothepot.com. Thank you to my co-founder, April Pride, Maddie Fair, our brand manager, and our producer, Nick Patry. I'm Ellen Scanlon, and we'll be back soon with more of How to Do the Pot.